晚上还是一样要请总会派来的卓传道上来做见证。
Tonight we would like to ask Pastor Chow, who was sent by GA to be here to share message.
那见证以前呢，晚上我们有一个很特别的诗班啊，成人诗班，他们要来献诗赞美神。
Before that, we would like to ask the adult choir to come up and present hymns to praise our Lord Jesus.
啊，他们有些年纪虽然是有点大，但是呢，他们的声音呢还是像年轻人一样。
Even though they're more advanced in age, but they have a voice of a youth.
因为他们是要唱出赞美神的歌声。
Because they want to praise God with their voice.
啊，所以愿神呢帮助他们。
So may God help them.
那我们先来欣赏他们美妙的赞美神的歌声。
And now let's enjoy their voices of praise.
我们感谢成人诗班在这里为我们的献诗。
We give thanks to the adult choir for their choir presentation.
啊，教会当中随着不同的年纪有设立不同的诗班。
The church has established a different choirs according to the ages.
啊，但是就我个人而言，我最喜欢就是听成人诗班唱诗。
For myself, I really enjoy listening to the adult choir singing.
啊，或许他们没有小朋友诗班长得那么可爱。
Perhaps they may not look as cute as the children choir.
啊，或者他们没有青年诗班技巧这么完美。
Perhaps they may not have such good techniques as the youth choir.
啊，但是每次听到成人诗班在唱诗，就如同在诉说一个故事一样。
But every time I listen to the adult choir singing, it's as if they're expressing a story.
哦，所以他们所唱的并不是音符。
So what they're singing is not just notes.
他们所唱的是他们的生命。
What they're singing is their life.
因为在生命当中对神有感触。
Because they have a lot of experience with God.
在人生的路途之中看到主的帮助。
In their path of life, they see the help of God.
在人生最黑暗的时候，神用光照亮了他们的生命。
In their darkest time, they see the light of God shining onto their path.
在最孤单的时候，主说：“我永不离开你。”
In the time when they're the most lonely, they hear Jesus Christ saying, "I will not leave you."
啊，所以听他们所唱的诗是一种生命的沉淀。
So when we're listening to their presentation, we're listening to their life.
是从直接从内心的感动。
They are singing. Deeply from their heart.
我们也感谢主，也谢谢诗班的献诗。
We give thanks to God, and also we give thanks to the adult choir.
啊，从在这里也欢迎我们所有的亲戚朋友、弟兄姐妹能够参加第三晚的布道聚会。
I would like to extend my welcome to all brothers and sisters and friends and family.
我们在这边奉主耶稣的圣名一起来分享圣经当中救人的道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share a message of a gospel salvation.
那在过去的两个晚上，我们思考了人生值得追求的价值。
The last two nights, we talked about things that are worth our pursuing.
我们更确定了生命应该要前进的方向。
We have acknowledged the direction that we need to move towards.
所以今天晚上我们就来谈一谈这个自由的概念。
So tonight I would like to share with you the concept of freedom.
对于一个身在美国国度或者是在这里居住的人。
To those people who are born in the United States or have lived here for a long time.
对我们而言，自由是一个很自然而且所熟悉的一个观念。
Freedom is something that is very common to us.
因为我们所在的国家被称为最自由的国度。
Because we are considered the most free country.
我们的环境重视我们的权利，并且尊重我们的个人。
In this society, we respect freedom and also personal dignity.
所以当我们谈到自由，
So when we talk about freedom,
我们可能觉得说，我没有需要，我已经很自由了。
We may think that we don't need any more freedom because we have lots.
所以当我们谈到信耶稣要让你得到自由，
So when we talk about believing in Jesus will give you freedom.
有些朋友听到以后一直摇头啊。
Some people when they hear this they'll shake their heads.
那在约翰福音的第八章里面告诉我们，
In the book of John chapter 8 it tells us.
我们请翻到约翰福音的第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8,
31节
verse 31.
约翰福音的八章三十一节
John chapter 8, verse 31.
这里说耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。三十二
32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。三十三节
33.
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说我们必得以自由呢？在这里是主耶稣跟一些门徒的对话。
Here is a passage of Jesus' conversation with his disciples.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说啊，真理可以使你得到自由。
Here Jesus told the disciple that the truth will set you free.
但是啊，门徒听见却不明白。
But the disciples could not understand.
他说自由，我为什么需要自由？
They answer, why do I need freedom?
我一直都很自由啊。
I have always been free.
我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are the descendants of Abraham.
我们没有做过别人的奴仆。
We have never been in bondage.
我们一向都是自由的。
We've always been free.
所以我为什么需要你所给的自由呢？
So why do I need the freedom that you are offering?
当我们今天一个人听到圣经上的这些话，
So today when we hear these words,
有人对你传福音，有人跟你说真理要使你得自由，
If someone preach to you and say that the truth will set you free,
你说不用了，谢谢啊。
You might say, no thank you.
没有信主，我反而比较自由。
Without believing in Jesus Christ, I may be more free.
我们是不是有这样子的想法？有没有这样子的感觉呢？
Do we feel this way and have this kind of thinking?
因为有人是这样子直接告诉我。
Because someone has told me this.
他说我不能信耶稣。
I cannot believe in Jesus Christ.
哇，我说你为什么不能信耶稣？
I ask him why.
他说啊，信了耶稣啊，不能做这个，不能做那个，管东管西，非常不自由啊。
He replied to me, after believing in Jesus, then I cannot do this and that.
所以他说我不要信主，信主限制太多。
So he said, I do not want to believe in Christ because there are too many restrictions.
有一个慕道朋友这样跟我说，
One of the truth seeker told me.
这个慕道朋友已经来教会非常非常多年了。
This truth seeker has been truth seeking for many years.
他比一个信徒还要像信徒哦。
He is a truth seeker that is more like a member.
他甚至他带来的慕道朋友都信主了，他还会去带慕道朋友哦。
He even brought other people to believe in Christ.
他的朋友说，哎呀，我要找耶稣。他说，来来来，我带你去真耶稣教会。
When his friend said, I'm looking for Jesus, then he said, let me take you to True Jesus Church.
他把他朋友带来教会。
He brought his friends to the church.
他的朋友来到教会，信主洗礼了。
His friends came to the church and believed in True Jesus Church.
他在教会已经很多年。
He has been in church for many years.
明白道理，得到圣灵。
He understood the truth and he even received the Holy Spirit.
但是他说，哦，等等，我还不要洗礼啊。
But he said, I want to wait, I don't want to be baptized yet.
我就跟他说，你已经来教会这么久了。
I asked him, you have already been in church for so long.
对道理也有认识，对神也有体验。
You already understood the truth and you have experience with God.
为什么你都一直不肯洗礼呢？
Why is it that you do not want to get baptized?
他说啊，哎呀，我还不能洗礼啊。
He said, I cannot get baptized yet.
因为啊，我是做生意的。
Because I'm a businessman.
做生意啊，难免啊，偷蒙拐骗啊。他自己讲的。
As a businessman, sometimes I need to be deceiving.
他说哇，这个骗来的钱比较快啊，做生意比较慢，骗的比较快。
When you're deceiving, then you earn money faster.
所以啊，他就说啊，不行，信了耶稣以后，我骗人良心不平安。
If I after I become baptized, then I am not allowed to do that anymore.
所以他说我再等等啊。
So I need to wait.
等到啊我。该弄到的钱都弄够了。
Until I have earned enough money.
等到啊，我的生意要结束，我要退休了。
Until I'm about to retire.
那个时候啊，等到我不需要骗人了，我自然会来信耶稣了。
Until I do not need to deceive anyone, then I would come to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为啊，信耶稣规矩太多，要求太多，哎呀，太麻烦了。
Because there are too many requirements and restrictions after believing in Jesus Christ.
所以有些人是这样觉得说，信耶稣让我的人生不自由。
So some people may think that believing in Jesus is a lot of restriction.
如果不信耶稣，我爱做什么就做什么。
If I don't believe in Christ, then I could do whatever I want.
我想怎么玩，我想怎么做，我都可以自由啊。
I have the freedom to do whatever I want to.
真的是这个样子吗？
Is that the truth?
那有时候我们发觉啊，当我们以为人生没有人管你才叫自由。
Sometimes we think that if no one controls us, then we have true freedom.
我们觉得说我可以任意妄为，做我想要做的事才是真自由。
We think that we could do whatever we want. This is true freedom.
却不知道说，当人被世界所捆绑，就是人生最大的不自由了。
But we did not notice that then we are already under the control of this world.
我大学有一个室友啊。
I had a roommate in college.
我大学室友很帅的。
He is very handsome.
他是匈牙利白人啊， Hungarian American 啊，匈牙利白人长得好高哦。
He is a Hungarian American, very tall.
长得很高很帅，而且功课非常好哦。
He was tall and handsome and smart.
他还没有上大学以前，
Before he went to college,
就已经把大学一年级的课程在高中全部都拿完了。
He already finished all his classes of the first year of college.
不但高，不但帅，不但聪明，而且家里非常有钱啊。
Not only that, his family was very rich.
哦，就是我们今天所谓的高富帅，样样都有啊。
So he is someone who has everything.
啊，那个是我的室友哦。
He's got all that. That was my college roommate.
啊，所以啊，他大一的时候啊，在学校非常轻松啊。
So when he went to college, his life was very easy.
因为他大一的课程学分全部拿到了，他直接就开始拿大二的课程了。
Because when he went to college, he went straight to the second year courses.
啊，但是啊，当他到了大学以后啊，
But when he went to college,
他一直很希望能够被这个被这个团体哈、哦，被这个被其他人所接纳。
He really wanted to be accepted by people.
哦，所以呢，他就开始参加这些社团哦 ，fraternity 的这些活动哦。
So he started to join the fraternity.
啊，但是啊，当他开始参加 fraternity 之后哦
，But after that,
我突然发觉说，哎，那宿舍里面再也看不到他了。
I noticed that I don't see him anymore in the dorm.
那、啊、其实也蛮好的哦。
That is actually good.
啊，我们是两个人一个房间。
Because we share a room together.
哦，但是啊，后来都只有我一个人在家。
But in the end, I was the only one occupying that room.
啊，他只负责付钱。
He just paid for the room.
啊，但是从来不出现。
But he never shows up.
啊，他什么时候出现呢？
When does he shows up?
啊，后来我都有心理准备哦，每天凌晨三点准时出现啊。
He would always show up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
每天凌晨，因为我住一楼哈，我们的宿舍是在一楼。
Because my dorm room is on the first floor.
每天晚上准时凌晨三点，一定有人给我敲窗户。
At 3 a.m. in the morning, someone would knock on the window.
啊，然后呢，就会有两个大大的男生啊。
There will be two big guys.
然后啊，把他像啊拖死狗一样啊拖进房间里面来啊。
And they would carry him into the room.
喝醉了，喝醉了。
Because he was drunk.
哦，哎，第一次的时候，我真的吓一跳啊。
I was actually shocked the first time.
凌晨三点，两个大汉给你敲窗户，吓死我了。
Because 3 a.m. And then two big guys were knocking on my window.
啊，但是啊，后来已经习惯了，反正凌晨三点起床开门，拖一只死狗进来，躺在床上，就是这样子啊。
Then I got used to it. Every day at 3 a.m., I have to open the door for this drunk man to be carried in.
每一天。
Every morning.
因为他每天晚上啊，就是去 fraternity 啊，然后他们就灌他酒啊。
Because he would go to fraternity every night, and they would get him drunk.
他为了要被接纳，想要成为 fraternity 的一份子啊。
Because he wanted to be part of the group, therefore he wanted to be accepted.
哦，所以啊，他们灌他酒，他就拼命喝。
So when they try to get him drunk, he would just keep drinking.
每个下午、啊，当我从下课回到房间啊。
Every afternoon when I walk back to my dorm from the classroom.
我下午下课回来，大概是他刚刚起床的时候啊。
That's about the time that he wakes up in the afternoon.
这就成为一个非常固定的一个 routine 啊，就是我们每天的生活就是这样啊。
So that became a routine.
他三点回来，然后早上我就出去上课了。
So he comes back at 3 a.m. and then I go out to my class.
我下午三点回来，他大概刚刚起床。
When I come back at 3 p.m., that's when he wakes up.
然后他就我每次哦回到房间啊，门一打开就看到他这样坐在床上，瞪着那个一片空白的墙壁啊。
And every day when I open the door and come back to my dorm room, I would see him sitting in his bed, staring at the wall.
然后啊两眼无神啊，可能还在 hangover 哦，还没有那个还在那个宿醉当中啊。
It seems like he's still hungover.
啊，那个每天都是这样啊。
That was it happened like that every day.
啊，我跟他说啊，因为我们后来室友嘛，朋友就跟他讲说，你干嘛这样
？Since we're roommates, I asked him why are you doing this.
你干嘛理他们？不要去啦。
Just don't go anymore.
干嘛去被人家欺负
？Why do you go there and be harassed?
他每次啊，都跟我啊拍着胸膛说，对我再也不去了。
And he would promise me and say, yes, I will not go anymore.
哎，时间到了，包包拿着，人又走了。
But when time comes, he would take his bag and go there again.
凌晨三点又被拖回来了。
Then he get carried back at 3 a.m.
啊，所以啊，那个学期结束了。
So after that semester ends,
他居然被退学了。
He got kicked out of school.
原本是一个很聪明啊，很聪明的一个孩子啊。
He was such a smart kid.
很聪明的一个学生啊。
Such a smart student.
哦，是，他拥有大家所羡慕的一切。
He had everything that everyone wanted.
他也知道啊，这样的生活不可以啊。
And he also knew that his lifestyle was not acceptable.
人知道不代表你有能力改变。
Just because we know it, we can't change it.
你可能会觉得说他很快乐啊。
We may think that he's happy.
哇，一大堆的朋友，大家吃吃喝喝，每天都有人找你。
He has so many friends, and his friends will always come and look for him.
却不知道他是活在痛苦的煎熬当中，天天想要改变，却完全没有力量。
But he actually lived in pain. He wants to change, but can't.
请问他的自由在哪里？
So where is his freedom?
然后在台湾有一个有一个人，他的名字叫刘双贵哦。
In Taiwan, there's this Mr. Liu.
啊，这个刘双贵啊，他信主以前呐、啊，是个做生意的。
Before he became a Christian, he was a businessman.
啊，生意也做得不错啊，做个生意，然后有个家庭，一切都很好啊。
His business was great. He had a great family.
一直到他、啊、因为做生意常常应酬，开始喝酒以后、哦、
But because of his business, he had to drink a lot.
啊，喝酒喝多了变成上瘾，而且没有办法改掉。
Then he got addicted to alcohol and could not change himself.
啊，所以到最后他的生活就是喝酒打麻将。
So at the end, his lifestyle was just alcohol and playing mahjong.
打完麻将继续喝酒啊，一面打也是一面喝啦，哦。
And he would drink and play mahjong at the same time.
甚至喝到最后被送到医院，送到急诊室啊。
And he had to be sent to the ICU.
因为有时候啊，那个打麻将起来呀、啊，两天呐、啊、也没吃饭，就是一直灌酒。
Because sometimes he would not eat for 2 days, but just play mahjong and drink alcohol.
哦，然后啊，打完麻将啊，一坐下来一躺哦，就送到急诊室啦。
And after he's done playing mahjong, he would sit down and then he would need to be sent to ICU.
他一直觉得说这样的生活不可以。
He knew that this is not an acceptable lifestyle.
因为啊，他到最后啊，也没有心情去顾他的生意了。
Because he had no more energy to take care of his business.
啊，但是啊，他想改却改不掉啊。
But he could not change himself.
就是喝，就是喝，就是喝。
He just kept drinking.
啊，到有一天呐、啊，当他又是喝得醉茫茫的起来了。
Until one day he got drunk.
啊，结果啊，奇怪、啊，突然发觉说，哎，我家怎么都没有人。
He came home and realized that no one was at home.
哎，结果走一走啊，发觉啊，哎，太太小孩都不见了。
Then he realized that his wife and his kids were gone.
太太小孩走多久了？其实他也不知道哦。
He didn't even know how long they have been gone.
他只是突然发现，哎，太太孩子不见了。
He just suddenly realized that they are gone.
然后啊，才后来啊，从那个什么户口名簿哈、哦，才发觉说太太小孩早就搬走了。
Then he checked the record and found out that his family had moved away for a long time.
哦，所以啊，他就啊，赶快啊，包包拿着啊，跑去找人呐、啊。
So he took his backpack and went to look for his family.
啊，跑到他的就是他的娘太太的娘家哈、哦，岳父岳母的家里啊。
He went to his parents-in-law's house.
啊，然后啊，去跟太太忏悔，保证绝对不再喝酒了。
He went to say sorry to his wife and promised that he would never touch alcohol again.
我一定会改。
I would change.
你再给我一次机会。
Please give me a chance.
我不再喝了。
I would not drink anymore.
我要做生意，我要顾家里。
I will take care of the family and the business.
啊，是啊，他太太再给他一次机会啊。
So his wife gave him a chance.
人有决心，人有意志力。
Men can have determination.
但是人的决心跟意志力是何等的薄弱。
But it is very weak.
啊，你常常听到有人说他要戒酒。
A lot of people say they will get rid of their habit.
你常常听到有人说他要戒烟。
And some people want to get rid of addiction of cigarettes.
有人会告诉你啊，戒酒戒烟最简单啊。
And some people say that is very easy to do.
我每两三天就戒一次啊。
I try to do that every 2-3 days.
啊，对呀、啊，反正戒酒戒烟很简单，但是真的改掉没办法、啊。
It is easy to try to get rid of the habit, but it's actually difficult.
他很想要改。
It's difficult to change.
他也知道他正在毁灭自己美丽的人生。
He wanted to change, and he knew that he's destroying his life.
啊，但是没有办法。
But he couldn't help it.
虽然他又重新开始了一个小生意。
So he started a new business.
啊，在夜市里面卖东西啊。
He was selling things in night market.
啊，但是啊，有时候啊，你那个生意做完晚上了，啊，就去吃点宵夜吧。
And after he closed down his stall, he would go eat some midnight snack.
啊，糟糕啊，吃个宵夜又开始喝酒了。
Then he would drink again.
啊，到最后又是喝到不知道今夕是何年啊，不知道到底在哪里啊。
He got so drunk, he didn't even know where he was.
啊，到有一天啊，当他又是这样醉茫茫的、啊、在睡午觉啊。
So one day he was drunk and he was taking a nap.
啊，两眼茫茫的时候啊，他看到有一只蚊子在吸他的血。
He saw there is a mosquito that was sucking his blood.
啊，他就这样看着那只蚊子啊。
He looked at that mosquito.
啊，结果就看到那个蚊子啊，吸完他的血啊，居然飞不起来。
He saw that the mosquito finished sucking his blood and could not fly off.
因为蚊子喝醉了。
Because the mosquito was also drunk.
那个蚊子就这样起来绕绕绕，然后就掉下去了。
He saw the mosquito trying to fly up, and then it fell.
因为他的血管里面全部都是酒精啊。
Because his blood was full of alcohol.
当他看到这样，他就知道说，哎，我要死了，我要死了。
When he saw that, then he thought to himself, I'm dying.
严重的酒精中毒没有救了。
Because he is alcohol poisoned.
他知道自己问题很大。
He knew he is in deep trouble.
他知道他的家庭毁了。
He knew that he destroyed his family.
他知道他的健康崩溃。
He knew that he destroyed his health.
他也知道自己不能再继续这样。
He knew he could not continue to do so.
你知道，他也知道，他什么都知道。
Well, he knew and we know.
但是他虽然知道，他还是改不掉。
But he could not change himself.
所以你说他有自由吗？
So does he have true freedom?
你会觉得说，哇，他可以尽量喝，尽量喝，真是自由啊。
You may say that he can drink all he wants and he's so free.
却不知道他心里呐喊说，救我吧，救我吧，我脱离不了。
But you do not know that he's actually screaming, please help me, I can't change myself.
感谢主啊，在他人生最绝望的时候。
Praise and thank God in the lowest point of his life.
有人带他来到真耶稣教会。
Someone brought him to the true Jesus Church.
不但带他来教会，让他借由慕道，神赐给他力量啊。
Only so God gave him power.
使得他不但他使得他能够改掉这个喝酒的坏习惯。
So that he was able to change his habit.
使他能够重新开始一个生活。
So that he started a new life.
使他的家庭能够重新的接纳他。
So his family accepted him again.
使他的人生有一个新的转变。
So that there's a turning point in his life.
现在我们再回来问一问自己这个问题。
Now we ask ourselves this question.
请问到底谁才是自由的？
Who has true freedom?
是一个可以尽量喝酒，但是毁灭自己人生的人呢？
Is it someone who can drink all he wants but is destroying his own life?
还是一个可以看着酒杯转身离开，不再需要的人呢？
Or someone who's looking at the wine glass and say, I don't need this.
这才是神要今天信仰跟神要给我们的自由啊。
This is the true freedom that God wants to give us.
我们的朋友再一次问问我们自己啊。
Let us ask ourselves this question.
那请问我们有自由吗？
Do we have freedom?
在好多好多年以前哦。
Many years ago.
那个时候我大学哦。
I was in college.
我大学的时候啊，有一次哦，有一个同学找我。
I had a friend who came to see me.
他跟我说啊，那个，我们一起去赌场走一下吧，哦。
Let's go to the casino.
当然，这个是一个不太好，这个是一个不太健康的一个例子啊。
This is an unhealthy example.
但是很真实的，我跟他去了。
So I actually went with him.
为什么我跟他去赌场呢
？Why did I go with him?
因为啊，去又不用钱，还可以吃 buffet， 免费吃 buffet 啦，哦。
Because it is free and I can get free buffet.
讲实话，我是为了那个 buffet 才去的啊。反正去又不用钱。
To tell you the truth, I went there for free buffet.
那个时候我们穷学生呐，哪里可能跑到那种高级地方吃 buffet 呀？
At the time, I was such a poor student. I cannot go and afford a good buffet.
我那个同学需要有人陪呀。
But my friend needed someone to go with him.
他就跟我说，免费哦，吃 buffet 哦。
So he told me you can get free buffet there.
我说免费啊，免费好，免费一起去吧。
So after I heard the word free buffet, I went with him.
所以我们就坐了好几个小时的巴士啊，跑到那个 casino 哦。
So we took a few hours of bus ride to go to the casino.
我们到了 casino， 他就给我们两样东西。
So when I got there, we were given two things.
就是一张那个 buffet 的免费的吃 buffet 的票啊。
One was the ticket for the free buffet.
还有一个十块钱的 chip， 那个赌博的那个叫筹码，十块钱的筹码。
And they gave us a $10 free chip for gambling.
然后就放给我们自由，说几点的时候集合，要再回去啊。
Then they told us what time to gather to go back.
所以啊，我就善用了我所得到的两样东西啊。
So I used the two things that were given to me.
所以讲实话，我有玩 blackjack 哦。
To tell you the truth, I played the blackjack.
我玩了一把，因为免费的嘛，一把十块嘛，我就玩了一把哦。
Because it was free, so I just played it once.
我告诉你，我还赢嘞。
I even won.
我十块赢十块，所以我总共拿了20块回来啊。
So I used $10 and won another $10, so I brought back with me $20.
因为那个一开始的十块也是他送的嘛，啊。
Because the $10 were given by the casino.
然后就拿了这20块钱。
So I took this $20.
我一辈子再也没有赌过。
I never gambled again.
为什么？
Why?
因为我要一辈子赢过赌场啊。
Because I want to overcome the casino for my entire life.
所以我可以跟你讲啊，我一辈子没有赌输过哦，我就只有玩过一把而已。
I could tell you I have never lost.
哦啊，buffet吃完了嘛。快乐了哈，把buffet吃完了哦。
After I finished my buffet, I was very happy.
哦啊，又很晚了，很累啊，我就坐在那个外面的大厅，在那等着 bus 要回去啊。
It was very late at night, so I was sitting in the lobby waiting for the bus.
啊，我的朋友回来了。
My friend came back.
啊，我说，哎，那个，我看他回来，看他还蛮高兴的啊。
I saw that he was quite happy.
我说，哎，怎么样？看你蛮高兴的啊。
I asked him, so how is it? You look so happy.
他说，我有赢哦，我有赢一点钱哦。
He said, I did win some.
啊，我说。OK 啊，那我们可以回去了吗
？Now can we go home？
啊，结果我们就两个人都坐在那边等 bus。
So both of us were sitting in the lobby waiting for the
bus。但是啊，很奇怪啊，他就是这样站起来坐下，站起来坐下，坐立难安啊。
So I saw him standing up and sitting down, standing up and sitting down。
我想说什么毛病啊
？I was thinking what's wrong with him？
啊，结果啊，大概在巴士离开的前十分钟哦。
So about 10 minutes before the bus arrived，
他突然跟我讲说：“你等一下，我马上回来。”
He told me, "Wait here, I will be back."
哇，就跑掉了。
He left.
啊，结果五分钟之后就回来了。
5 minutes later, he came back.
脸色非常难看啊。
He looked really bad.
我说你搞什么啊
？I asked him what's going on.
他说啊，他一直觉得说啊，今天一定要大赢一把。
He said, "I feel like I need to win very big today."
所以他就把所有的钱就玩了一把，然后就全部输光光。
So he said he took out all that he had and played once, and he lost everything.
啊，然后啊，我们一路回去啊，我很好，我吃饱了嘛，我很 OK 啊，他脸色好难看啊。
So on the way back, I was very happy because I had a free buffet, but he has such a sad countenance.
这件事情一直让我的脑海中留下一个非常非常深的印象。
So this event really deeply impressed on me.
从他在大厅里面那个坐立难安的那种没有办法控制自己的情绪啊。
From the momentThat he was in the lobby and he could not control himself.
到最后啊，他一定要进去再玩一把，希望能够发大财啊。
To the time that he had to go back in, to do it one more time to win big.
你突然发觉说，原来人的心就是这样被世界所控制的啊。
I realized this is how the world controls us.
你没有办法离开，你拔不走，你走不开，你被他控制住了。
You just cannot depart and cannot leave it. You are being controlled.
所以有时候你看看啊，人如果真的被罪恶所辖制，没有自由，是一种人生最大的悲哀啊。
So when we are unable to control our sinful natures, being controlled by the sins, then this is the greatest sadness.
你还羡慕他吗？
Do you envy them?
你愿意拥有这样的自由吗
？Do you want this kind of freedom?
难道你不知道说被这些世界所控制是他人生最大的痛苦吗
？Don't you know that it is the greatest pain for him to be controlled by sin?、
哦、所以我们今天要重新校正一下我们的思想啊。
So today we need to correct our concept.
你什么都能做，不代表你真正拥有自由。
Just because you could do anything you want doesn't mean you have true freedom.
或许是因为你根本没有能力 把自己脱离那种罪恶跟物质的辖制。
Or maybe it is because you are unable, to release yourself from the control of these things.
诶，有的人可能会觉得说，啊，那没有关系，感谢主，我已经信了耶稣哦。
Some people may say, thank God, I believe in Jesus.
啊，所以啊，你说啊，真理使你得自由啊，感谢主，我有信耶稣，我应该是自由的吧。
So we claim that we believe in Jesus Christ, therefore we are free.
啊，真的是这个样子吗？
Is that true?
真的你觉得说，我只要有信了耶稣，我就一定拥有自由吗？
Do you think that as long as you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have freedom?
我们发觉说，今天的世界上很多人都在信耶稣啊。
Today in this world, many people believe in Jesus Christ.
全世界的基督徒有超过22亿的人口啊。2.2 billion.
So there are about 2.2 billions of Christians in this world. 这是
基督徒加天主教徒啊。
And this is Christians plus Catholic.
哦，人口是全世界全球人口的三分之一。
This is one third of the population of the world.
都宣告说我是信耶稣的。
They proclaim that they are Christian.
哦，我们相信说你也认识很多你身旁的朋友，大家都说他是信耶稣的啊。
You also know a lot of people that believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，但是我们会发觉说啊，有很多所谓信耶稣的人。
But we notice that a lot of people who claim they believe in Jesus
应该要活在基督里的自由，应该要拥有改变的人生，可是他却改不了。
They should have a transformed life and to live in true freedom.
虽然他信了耶稣。
even though they believe in Jesus,
但是他的行为跟没有信主的人没有什么两样。
But their actions are the same as the non-believers.
虽然他信了耶稣，
even though they believe in Jesus,
但是他一样被世界所控制。
But they're still being controlled by this world.
虽然他信了耶稣，
even though they believe in Jesus,
但是他的行为仍然违背圣经的道理。
Their actions are against the truth of the Bible.
而且啊，他常常告诉自己啊，常常告诉自己哦。
And they always tell themselves,
哎呀，我软弱正常，因为啊。我是人嘛，哦。
It is normal for me to be weak because I'm just a human.
哎，没有关系的，耶稣爱我，他可以原谅我所有的过犯。
It is fine. Jesus loves me and he will forgive all my sins.
所以啊，你看啊，虽然一个有的人他信了耶稣。
So some people after they believe in Jesus.
但是仍然被辖制，没有办法做任何的改变。
They still cannot change themselves and are still being controlled by sin.
你说怎么会有这种事情？
So how can this be?
怎么没有？
This is actually the truth.
我们看使徒行传，圣经里就有啊，使徒行传第八章哦。
Even the Bible records about this. Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传的第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第八章的十三节啊。
Verse
13. 十三节。西门自己也信了，且受了洗，常与腓力在一处，看见他所行的神迹和大异能，就甚惊奇。我们再看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
二十二节，彼得对他说：“你要懊悔你这个罪恶，祈求主，或许你的心里的意念可以得赦免。”二十三。
23.
我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑啊！所以啊，在这里啊，圣经里面有告诉我们一个例子。
Here the Bible tells us an example.
说一个人可以信主，仍然被罪恶所捆绑。
Someone can believe in Jesus Christ and still be bound by sin.
如果一个人信主却不知道自己为什么来信。
If a person believes in Jesus Christ but does not know why he come to believe.
如果一个人信主却没有意愿要改变。
If a person believes in Jesus Christ but does not want to change himself.
如果一个人信主却不懂得依靠圣灵的能力。
If a person believes in Jesus Christ but does not rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果一个人信主以为自由就是我爱做什么就做什么。
If a person believes in Jesus Christ but believes that he could do whatever he wants, that's true freedom.
其实这个在我们今天基督教界里是看得到的哦。
Actually, we could see this phenomena.
有些人啊，哎，虽然信了耶稣，还是过得非常放荡的生活。
There are a lot of people who are Christians but still live a life of sin.
还是活在罪中啊。
They still live in sin.
但是他都觉得没有关系。
They think that's fine.
他说犯罪没有关系啦。
They can continue to sin.
耶稣爱我，耶稣不会计较啊。
Because Jesus loves me, he will overlook it.
虽然他信了耶稣。
So even though they believe in Jesus.
可是他可能活得比不信主的人还要更坏。
They might live a more wicked life than those who don't believe in Jesus.
一样被罪所捆绑啊。
They're still being controlled by sin.
我高中有一个同学哦。
I have a high school friend.
我高中有一个同学啊，他常常告诉大家说他是一个非常虔诚的一个基督徒啊。
He often tell other people that he's a devout Christian.
哇，他告诉大家啊，他虔诚爱主，常聚教会啊。
He said he always go to church and he's very devout.
但是啊，他的生活又很混乱。
But he has a very chaotic life.
女朋友一个换过一个啊，非常的混乱啊。
He has numerous girlfriends, changing one after another.
有一天啊，他又在那里告诉我们说他有多虔诚，有多虔诚啊。
And another day, he was proclaiming how devout he was.
我实在受不了了，所以我就很没有礼貌的跟他讲话。
I couldn't stand it anymore, so I told him.
我说啊，十诫里面讲说啊，第七诫不可犯奸淫啊，你还有脸站在这里啊？我们很没有礼貌，那时候很没有礼貌。
I said it very boldly, and that the seventh commandment said you cannot commit adultery. So why are you still proclaiming you're devout Christian?
哇，你还这样子一天到晚说啊，你是多虔诚、多爱主啊
？How can you claim that you love God?
你知道他怎么跟我说吗
？What did he say to me?
那个戒，我不喜欢，我不接受。
I do not like that commandment, so I don't accept that commandment.
他也说他是信耶稣的啊。
He said he believes in Christ.
他也常常有去他的教会啊。
He also goes to church.
他认为自己非常虔诚啊。
He thinks he's devout Christian.
可是啊，他所谓的信主是挑东拣西，只选自己要的。
But he's the type of Christian that only accept what he likes.
剩下对不起啊，他不喜欢他就不要啦。
Any truth that he does not like, he would not accept.
你觉得他有自由吗？
Do you think he has true freedom?
一样被罪恶所捆绑，最后一样要坠到永恒的黑暗里面啊。
He is still being bound by his sins, and at the end, he will still go to the abyss of darkness.
因为一个人没有办法脱离欲望的辖制。
Because a person cannot depart from the control of sinful nature.
当一个人还是生活在罪的捆绑当中。
When a person still lives in the in the control of sin,
你就没有从基督来的真自由。
Then you don't have the true freedom from Christ.
所以我们今天都希望能够被释放。
Today we want to be released from sins.
能够得到自由。
To gain true freedom.
什么样的自由？
What kind of freedom is that?
我们希望能够拥有行善的自由。
We hope to have the freedom to do good.
我们需要有爱主的自由。
We need to have the freedom to love God.
我们更需要能够守道的自由。
And the freedom to keep the word of God.
而不是罪恶放纵被罪捆绑的那种可悲啊。
But not to have the freedom to sin.
有时候啊，你不要以为你想来教会就可以来。
Don't think that you want to come to church and you can come.
更不要以为你想离开罪孽，你就可以离开啊。
Don't think that you want to depart from sin and you can just do so.
所以魔鬼早就拿个绳索把你的脖子套上了。
Because Satan has already taken a rope of sin and bound you.
只有靠着神的能力，你才能够真正脱离。
Only through the power of God you can depart from sin.
这才是我们今天信耶稣所要追求并且拥有的真自由啊。
That is the true freedom we want to pursue after and to obtain.
能够很自在的跟罪恶说拜拜的自由。
So we can have the freedom to say bye bye to the sins.
哦，这个是我们需要拥有的。
And that's something we should obtain.
但是要怎么得到呢？
But how can you obtain it?
我们看回来，约翰福音的第八章哦。
Let's turn back to the book of John chapter 8.
我们看回来约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第三十一节
，Verse 31。
三十一节
，31。
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，这真是我的门徒。”32。你们必晓得真理，真理必要使你们得以自由啊！所以在这里呀、你要得自由，主耶稣有给你方法。
If you want freedom, you need to follow this procedure.
什么方法
？What is this procedure？
在这里第一个说。你们要晓得真理哦。
Here it says you need to know the truth.
你要晓得真理，你才能够拥有自由。
Then the truth will set you free.
所以啊，今天一个人要得到真正生命当中的自由。
So if a person wants to have true freedom
in life, 要脱离罪恶的捆绑。
If you want to depart from the control of sin,
第一个要求就是你必须要学道并且明道啊。
The first thing is you need to learn the truth and to understand the truth.
我们今天啊，在美国，美国是个基督教的国家。
In the United States, it is a country of Christians.
所以啊，美国的基督徒非常非常非常的多。
So there are a lot of Christians in this country.
但是我们如果观察这几十年来哈，我们的大环境啊。
But if we observe our environment in the past many years,
我们就会发觉说啊，这个美国的大环境好像离信仰越来越远哦。
You would notice that the lifestyle is further and further away from this faith.
怎么会这个样子呢
？Why is that?
这在不久之前啊，ABS 哦，那个。美国圣经学会、American Bible Society 美国圣经学会他做了一个 survey 做了一个调查一个普查做一个调查、
A few years ago the American Bible Society did a survey
他想要查一查美国的成年人到底对圣经的认识是什么、
They want to see the understanding of the adults on the Bible.
所以啊，他们找了1012个人来做调查，成人1012个成人来做调查。
So they found 1012 people to do the survey.
想要看一看啊，美国这些基督徒他们的圣经知识如何呢
？To test the biblical knowledge.
在这个1012个人当中哦
，Out of this 1012 Christians,
有82%的人觉得自己的圣经知识很不错。
There are 82% of them that thought they have a good knowledge of the Bible.
但是啊，当那个问卷问下去，结果收回来啊，哇，看到都不敢相信啊。
But after they have fill out the survey, they did not believe the result.
在这个1012个基督徒当中哦
，Out of the 1012 Christians,
有43%的人没有办法回答。圣经的前五卷是什么？没有办法。
There are 43% of the people cannot tell you what's the first five books in the Bible.
就是摩西五经啦，创出立民生，不知道，43%不知道啊。
Which is the book of Moses.
然后有45%的人哦，将近一半哦。
45% of these people.
他们没有办法排列出四福音的顺序。
Could not tell you the order. Of the gospel books,
马太、马可、路加、约翰顺序不知道啊。
So they don't know the order of these gospel books.
然后有78%的人啊。
And there are 78% of these people.
他没有办法背十诫。
They could not tell you the Ten Commandments.
但是啊，大部分人都知道至少一诫啊。
But most of them would know one of them at least.
你知道他知道哪一戒吗？
Which commandment do you think that is?
刀小纳 kill 不可杀人啊，这个哎很熟啊。
They only know thou shalt not kill.
但是啊，整个十戒里面，他们很多人都只知道这一戒而已啊。
But they only know that one commandment.
其他通通不知道哦。
They did not know the other nine.
所以这个 ABS 的 survey 的结论是什么？
So what is the conclusion of the ABS survey?
他说啊，美国啊，近年来啊，有很多违背圣经的决定哦，社会的决定啊。的风气或是决定哦。
They realized that there were a lot of decisions made by the society.
他说啊，其实不是美国人不再爱神。
That are against the Bible.
也不是美国人基督徒变少。
It's not that the Americans don't love God or that they're less Christians now.
而是因为美国人其实不懂圣经。
It is because the Americans do not understand the Bible.
所以啊，他们啊做的决定常常不是依照圣经，因为他们根本不懂圣经。
Therefore, they make a lot of decisions against the Bible teaching because they don't know the Bible.
自己以为是在为神大发热心。
They think that they're zealous for God.
其实却成为其他人信仰路上的绊脚石。
But they become the obstacles of other people's faith.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们哦。
Here it tells us.
他说你要怎么样得真理，怎么样得释放。
How can you be set free?
你要先懂真理，你才知道自己做错啦。
You need to know the truth first so that you can discern what you're doing wrong.
所以我们要求神赐给我们得救的智慧啊。
Therefore, we need to ask God to give us the wisdom.
提摩太后书的三章第十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。所以我们的朋友，我们的弟兄姐妹，
Dear friends and family and brothers and sisters，
你要得真自由，跟你懂不懂圣经有直接的关系呀。
If you want to have true freedom, you really need to know the truth.
你如果不懂，如果不读，如果不了解，
If you don't read the Bible and try to understand it，
或许早就得罪神，还以为自己在做好事呢。
You may have already sinned against God and thinking that you're doing the right thing.
那但是第二个要求呢？
What's the second requirement?
你如果只有读圣经，如果只有懂圣经，
If you only read the Bible and understand the Bible,
圣经可能只是成为你生命当中的一个知识学问的累积啊。
It only become an accumulation of knowledge.
所以啊，在约翰福音的第八章这里告诉我们哦。
That's why in John chapter 8 it tells us.
在这里啊，主耶稣告诉我们说啊，他说你要常常遵守我的道啊。
Here it says you need to abide in my word.
所以啊，当你只能够学习道理，却没有办法把它用在生活当中。
If you only learn about the truth but cannot do them in your life.
道理只是成为一种学问，信仰只是你生活当中的点缀品而已。
Then the truth will only become knowledge to you.
对你的永生，对你的救恩，对你的改变没有任何的帮助啊。
It has no help in your eternal life.
所以我们必须要把信仰真正运用到我们的生活当中。
Therefore, we really need to do what we have read.
必须要改变。
We need to be transformed.
因为啊，在提摩太后书里面告诉我们啊。
Because 2 Timothy it tells us.
他说主认识谁是属他的人哦。
The Lord knows who belongs to him.
他说凡呼求主的人必须要离开不义啊。
Those who call out, my Lord, must depart from evil.
我们之前有谈过哦。
We have mentioned
this. 他说啊，不是凡称呼主啊、主啊的人都能得救哦。
Not everyone who call out, Lord, Lord, will be saved.
为什么不能得救？
Why?
主说，我不知道你是谁。
The Lord says, I do not know you.
我也不知道你是从哪里来的。
I don't know where you're from.
所以今天我们从哪里来非常重要。
So today it is very important where we come from.
就像我们昨天所说的，你所来的地方必须要是主耶稣所认识的地方。
Just like I mentioned last night, wherever you come from must be a place that the Lord acknowledged.
但是你这个人也很重要啊。
But it is important who you are too.
你说我认识主，我认识主啊。
If you claim I know the Lord.
很好，但是不够。
That is good, but not good enough.
你认识主很好。
It is good that you know the Lord.
但是有个更重要的问题呀。
But there's a more important question.
主认不认识你呀？
Does the Lord know you?
我也知道美国总统啊。
I know the president of the United States.
哦，我知道他是谁啊，我在电视上看过他啊。
I know his name. I've seen him on TV.
我也知道他的名字啊。
I know what he's called.
但他认不认识我？他不认识我啊。
Does he know me?
没关系，我也不需要被他认识哦。
But I don't really need him to know me.
所以啊，我们今天说我认识耶稣，我认识耶稣。
So today, if we claim that we know Jesus,
很好啊，没有什么问题啊。
That's great.
但是有一个问题是，耶稣认不认识你啊？
But the problem is, does he know you?
当你喊说主耶稣啊，
When you call out his name, Jesus,
主耶稣说我不认识你啊。
Jesus Christ said, I do not know
you. 那不是很可怜吗？
Isn't that pitiful?
所以主认识谁？
So who does the Lord know?
我们刚刚讲说提摩太后书的第二章哦。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
还是翻一下啊。
Let's go to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
19节。
Verse 19.
十九节
,19
十九节这里说，然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义呀。所以啊，我们的朋友，我们的弟兄姐妹
,Dear friends and family and brothers and sisters,
我们再想一想啊
,Let's think about this.
你说你信了耶稣，
If you claim to have belief in Jesus,
你称呼你自己是基督徒,
you call yourself a Christian,
你常常呼喊耶稣的名,
you call the name of the Lord.
请问你呼喊他的名, 他会不会回应呢?
When you call his name, would he reply and respond?
请问他认不认识你啊?
Does he know you?
那在这里说你呼叫他的名啊?
Here it says you call on his name.
主会认识你。
Does the Lord know you?
如果你离开不义啊, 离开不义哦。
He will know you only if you depart from iniquity.
哦，所以今天不管你去哪一个基督教派，哦。
So today, no, it doesn't matter which church you go to.
如果有一个人告诉你，
if one person tell you,
不管他是谁啊，
it doesn't matter who it is.
如果有一个人告诉你啊，
if a person tells you this,
他说哇，没关系啊，你信了耶稣就好，感谢主。
It's okay, it doesn't matter who, where you go, but as long as you believe in Jesus.
耶稣爱你，你爱耶稣，大家爱来爱去啊。
You love Jesus, Jesus loves you.
你做什么都没有关系，耶稣爱你。
It doesn't matter what you do, Jesus loves you.
你犯什么罪都没有。没关系，耶稣赦免你。
It doesn't matter what kind of sin you have committed, Jesus loves you.
信耶稣很简单，自由自在。
It is very easy to believe in Jesus.
我告诉你啊，那是个骗子啊，你赶快跑啊。
That is a lie, you should run away.
因为他所说的跟圣经不一样哦。
Because what he's saying is different from the Bible.
保罗告诉我们说，如果你要被神所认识。
Paul here tells us if you want to be known by Jesus,
信了耶稣你就要立志离开不义啊。
After you believe in Jesus, you need to set the determination to depart from evil.
任何人告诉你说啊，都没关系，都没关系，很自由，很自由。
If someone tells you after you believe in Jesus, you are free, you can do anything you want.
这是一个恶人，你不要跟他接近啊。
That is an evil person, you don't want to be close to them.
所以我们一定要努力改变，活出一个耶稣所认识的人生来。
So we need to put in an effort to change, to be transformed,to live a life according to Jesus' way.
我们知道道理。
We know the truth.
我们也有心要改变。
We have the heart to change.
啊，但是有时候啊，人心有余而力不足啊。
Sometimes we are unable to do so.
啊，如同啊，在罗马书里面保罗告诉我们的啊。
Just like in the book of Romans, Paul tells us.
他说啊，其实啊，我很想改，但是里面有个力量一直叫我不要改啊。
He said, I want to change, but there's a power within me that does not want me to change.
所以啊，虽然有心要做对，但是常常出来就是不对啊。
So even though I have the heart to do good, but every time I do something, it is not good.
哦，这个你有感受，我也知道。
I know that everyone has the same experience.
有多少次我们想要做对的事情，但是就是不对。
There are many times we want to do the right thing, but we can't.
有时候我们想要说好的话，说出来就是很难听啊。
Many times we want to say nice words, but it came out bad.
有时候我们希望能够控制自己的脾气，就是像火山一样啊。
Sometimes we want to control our anger, but it just burst out.
因为里面有个力量一直让我们做错。
Because there's a power within us that will make us do the wrong thing.
所以怎么办呢？
So what to do?
怎么办呢？
How can we do this?
到最后你还有一个方法。
At the end you have one more way.
他说当我们能够到神的面前来，跪下来向神恳求。
You come before the presence of God, you kneel down and pray.
告诉神说，主啊，我是软弱的。
You tell him I am weak.
我明白你的道理。
I understand your truth.
我有心要做对的事情。
I have the heart to do the right thing.
虽然我努力，但是主啊，我的力量不足啊。
Even though I'm trying so hard, but I am not sufficient.
我只能依靠上头来的帮助，圣灵来的力量。
I can only rely on the power from above, the power of the Holy Spirit.
能够借着圣灵的浇灌，圣灵进到你的内心啊。
Through the pouring of the Holy Spirit that comes upon my heart.
不但能够使你明白你所学习的道理。
Not only will it help us to understand the truth.
更帮助你拥有力量，把你所学到的道理变成你的生活。
It will help you, to turn the truth into the way of life.
守道理不再是一种痛苦啊。
So keeping the truth will not be painful anymore.
不是那一种啊，过得很可怜啊，哎呀，我不能犯罪，我不能犯罪，我要很绷得很紧啊，我不能犯罪啊，不是这样子啊。
It will not be very stressful, for us to want to not sin again.
当有圣灵在你里面，给你力量。
When the Holy Spirit is in you to give you strength.
你不是不能犯罪。
It is not that you are not allowed to sin.
而是你不需要犯罪。
But that you don't have to sin anymore.
没有兴趣。
You don't have any interest in sin.
不被影响。
You don't get influenced by sin.
为什么？因为你的内心被神的力量所充满了。
It is because you are filled with the power of God.
这才是主里的真自由。
That is the true freedom in the Lord.
我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
耶稣基督已经把这条自由的道路给你了。
Jesus Christ has already given us this path of freedom.
请问你还要等多久？
How long are we going to wait?
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
我们来唱诗70首。
Hymn 70。
谈到说，我们的生命要真正得到改变的力量。
We mentioned that our lives need this strength to be transformed.
能够脱离罪恶，得到生命当中的真自由。
So that we can get the true freedom, to be released from the control of sin.
不但在今生能够活得自在。
Not only can we live in freedom in this life.
更能够对来世永恒拥有大的盼望。
Also that we can have this great hope for eternal life.
但是人有心，却不见得做得到。
Even though we have this heart, we may not be able to do it.
哦，所以神将圣灵赐给我们。
That's why the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
使圣灵成为我们生命当中最大的帮助。
And this Holy Spirit is the greatest help in our life.
哦，就像在《使徒行传》第一章里面告诉我们啊。
Just like the book of Acts chapter 1, it tells us.
主耶稣对门徒说，说你们得着圣灵就要得到能力。
He tells his disciple that once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power.
当你得到了能力，
When you receive power,
你就能够为耶稣基督做见证。
You can witness for Jesus Christ.
用你的生命做见证，因为你改变了。
You can witness for him with your life because you have been changed.
用你的言语做见证，因为你想要分享，你喜乐。
You use your words to witness for him because of the joy that you experience.
这是主耶稣所赐给我们的帮助跟礼物。
This is a gift of and help from God.
我们也期望我们的朋友能够跟我们一起来祈祷这个天上所赐给我们最大的帮助。
We invite our friends to pray for this greatest help that Jesus has given us.
怎么求圣灵？
How do you pray for the Holy Spirit?
我们来到神的面前，谦卑地跪下来。
You come before the Lord.Humbly.
手合着眼睛闭着使我们能够专心。
You kneel down, close your eyes, put your hands together.
我们说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
然后说哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你可以把你所需要的跟你的困惑告诉天上的神。
You can tell God whatever that's in your heart.
因为主是有怜悯有慈爱的。
Because the Lord is full of grace and mercy.
但是有时候你不知道自己要说什么。
But sometimes you do not know how to pray.
你就说哈利路亚来赞美天上的神。
You just say hallelujah to praise the Lord in heaven.
一个谦卑诚心的人。
A person who is humble and sincere.
神会按照他的时间将圣灵赐给他。
God will give him the Holy Spirit according to his time.
只要我们用心求，
as long as we pray with a sincere heart.
说神的时候到了，我们自然就能够领受神所赐的圣灵。
When God's time comes, he will give us the Holy Spirit.
当我们得到圣灵，我们的舌头会跳动，会说出一种你听不懂的话。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we will speak a spiritual tongue that we cannot understand.
但是虽然听不懂，但是内心非常的喜乐。
Even though you may not understand what it's saying, but you will be full of joy.
非常温暖，好像被主所拥抱一样。
It will be very warm as if you're being hugged by the Lord Jesus.
你非常的清楚。
You will be clear-minded.
你也可以随时都停下来。
You can stop the prayer anytime.
但是这是在祷告当中亲自去体验到神。
And this is the time when you can experience God very directly.
这不是学的。
This is not something that can be learned.
学这个没有什么意思。
Because that is useless.
也没有人能够教你。
No one can teach you.
因为这个是天国的言语。
Because this is a spiritual tongue of heaven.
但是天上的父神听得懂你在讲什么。
But our Father in heaven can understand the spiritual tongue.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.
我们也欢迎我们所有的朋友一起来向天上的神来恳求。
We invite all our friends to come forward to pray to our Heavenly Father.
愿主的恩惠藏在我们大家身上。
May the grace of God be upon us always.
我们也请在座的圣职人员帮我们大家按手来帮我们祷告。
We ask the ministers to lay hands on us to pray on our behalf.
一起到前面来。
Let's come to the front to pray.